welcome you into the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by Evan Mathis, Eagles left guard. Time to get into the trenches just a little bit with my man over here. How's it going?
It's going real well.
Yeah?
Going right through training camp. I think the team's picking up everything at a decent speed. Everybody's buying in, doing pretty well.
Fun to get out there on Friday night, the offense up and down the field?
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun to get out there and execute, see what this offense can do in a live game scenario. We definitely found out exactly where our starting point is, what we need to work on, what we need to continue to improve on. But it was fun to get out there and do it.
It was interesting, Evan, being down on the sidelines and watching the reaction from the offensive line. A preseason game, which doesn't count in the standings, guys jumping around really into it. I mean, genuinely, and I think Jason Kelce, because he'd been hurt, Todd, everybody was really fired up to be out on the field.
Yeah, it was. It's been a while since, especially this unit has been back together as an offensive line. And it's, you got a bunch of guys who have a passion for the game and love doing it. And preseason or not, we're out there and we're having a great time.
It was a bit of a tease for fans to see what this offense can do. What do you think the potential of this offense is?
Well, I don't want to give away all our game plan secrets and everything, but I'm excited about the potential this offense has, the potential this team has. We just got to keep making progress every single day. We have an incredible coaching staff that can apply a lot of tools and techniques for us. We just need to learn how to use them, buy in, and keep, like I said, just improve every day.
For you, Howard Mudd was a great thing for your career. Great situation for you. Tapped into what you do well. Jeff Stoutland as well. So what's different with what they're teaching you?
They have different techniques and different tools, but this is still football. A lot of the stuff's not drastically different. There were some things that Stout started teaching that I was definitely relieved to hear, because in other places it wasn't techniques that I was fond of. Mm-hmm. But Howard's and Stout's, their techniques are things that work well. They both know what they're doing.
It's interesting, in those other places, those techniques, not that those techniques are bad techniques, but it does allow a player, when you find the right system and the coach and you are on the same page, it really allows you to be the best player you can be. And I think your career is a complete example of that. The last couple of years here, one of the best guards in the league, after really not getting that kind of recognition prior.
Yeah, a lot of it comes down to situation, fit, scenario, timing, luck. There's a lot of different things that go into it. When I came to Philly in 2011, things lined up for me personally. And there's no looking back now. Just continue to get better and better.
You're really acclimated into the whole vibe of the city, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm very comfortable here. I love it. Love the fans.
What is it about it, Evan, aside from the football, that's made you feel so welcome?
I think I can relate to the fan base really well. Just a true desire just to must win. I usually compare it to what it's like down in Alabama. You know, when I played for the Crimson Tide, very passionate fan bases.
And they like that you are out there, that you're communicating with them via your Twitter, the media that you do. It's part and parcel of why you're doing so well in the field, I believe.
It might be. I'm just having fun. I'm just living my dream, doing what I always wanted to do, playing football. I know as a kid I was a big fan of the game, and if I had the opportunity to talk to athletes on Twitter or meet athletes or anything like that, I would definitely appreciate that. So, you know, I remember back the old me, what he wanted, and I try to give back to the fans whatever I can.
How do you get through this whole training camp regimen and the humdrum staccato approach of this day-to-day thing?
Just take it day by day. It's not the way Chip Kelly's doing it, it's not that bad compared to what a lot of these people here have been through. It's not that bad. They do a good job of making sure that your body is recovering. They do a good job taking care of you. But the training camp is training camp. When you're a football player, a month of your life every single year is usually dedicated to that. And it can become a grind, become a Groundhog Day type situation. But you just take it one day at a time, try to get better than yesterday, and move forward.
Does not going to Lehigh at all impair camaraderie? I mean, how do you establish that and build chemistry and come together as a team when you're not?
I think we're around each other more here than we were down at Lehigh. We're here all day. I think down at Lehigh we had some windows in there. You could go break or take a nap or whatever. But here, you have plenty of opportunity to build camaraderie around each other all day long.
Did you know, three practices at Lincoln Financial Field, 30,000 21,000, 28,000 fans to come out and watch practice. That to me is amazing.
No, it's great. It just shows, you know, the support for this team it's unbelievable. You know, it's great. You can get that many people in a stadium for a practice.
Right, for practice.
Practice.
Hey, Evan, we got a game Thursday night. What's the next step here? What in terms of you getting ready to peak for the regular season? How does it work for you?
We'll put another good work day in today, and then focus on recovery and game plan. Make sure that we're primed to hit the field. And the way I approach each preseason game personally is to act like I'm playing a regular season game, so I can get used to that. And when it comes time for the real thing, that I have no questions, no doubts, I know exactly what I'm doing.
Do you enjoy playing preseason games?
Yeah, I do. It's not like you have to play the entire game usually. It's a good chance to shake the rust off and get some live practice against another opponent.
You've always been a major workout guy. I know that that's part of your world outside of football. And the way Chip and this staff does it, it's certainly not conventional to what I've seen before. How have you embraced that? Some of the different ways of training, the different ways of lifting, preparing your body for the season?
My thoughts on all the stuff that they're doing, I'm welcoming it all with open arms, because they're telling you there's a reason for every single thing that they do. They don't just tell you to do it just because they said so. If they tell you to do something, if it's a little different, not something you're used to, they'll tell you why you're doing it and you understand.
Mm-hmm. And then you do it and you feel better?
Absolutely.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, it's going well then.
It's going real well.
This training camp for Evan Mathis, everybody, is an A+. All right? So much, for the most part.
For the most part, A+, sure.
Yeah. And you get to go home, instead of staying in a...
Yeah, good to see my family.
...crappy little dorm.
Absolutely.
Yeah, good. Thanks, man. Appreciate you stopping by. Busy day for you today. Evan Mathis in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.